Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the second hour of the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B here.
Johnny, what's going on?
Oh, you know, I'm just trying to cook up the best tunes for the early morning sickos. Trying to find some stuff at the bottom of the trench and keep on digging.
Well, I'm with you. I can do it. All right, well, let's run on down Matagorda Way now. Let's see what's going on with Captain Charlie P. this morning. Charlie, good morning. What's going on, bud?
Morning, Mickey. What's happening?
Oh, not a lot, man. Just enjoying this nice weather. It's really nice. Yeah. The wind'll quit blowing. It'll be perfect.
Yeah. It's been a long, hot summer, and it's good to see it gone. So we got nothing but good weather coming, good fishing, great fishing. You know, the five best months of the year to fish are October, November, December, January, and February, and it's all right in front of us.
Yeah, it is.
In the meantime, I've just been resting and watching a lot of baseball.
How are you coming out on your boat? Did you ever hear back from the insurance company?
Yeah, I've got everything squared away, and they're going to put a new motor on it.
Are they?
Yep.
So she hit it that hard that they totaled that engine, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
You know, I got lucky on a transom.
Yeah, you did.
So there's no cracks or anything on a transom, and it was just a motor and a jack plate, and not much to the jack plate, you know. But you know, I may have come out better, you know. Just meantime, losing some trips.
What kind of jack plate are you running on that?
Atlas.
Atlas, yeah, that's what I've been running the last few years. They're good, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I used to use them many moons ago, And then they told me that they started having some problems with those bobs, and they went back to Atlas. And, you know, it's a lot stronger jack plate.
It is a lot stronger. I like the way it, you know, you got the two big round cylinders where that thing slides up and down on each end. But it's just a lot more compact and secure. I think I got an eight inch setback on mine.
This is more. This is like
You probably got the 12-inch.
Yeah, it's 12.
Yeah.
It's a 12, but it was a mess, you know. And,
golly.
I guess things happen for a reason.
I guess so.
But, you know, I had a for sale sign on the boat. I'd already ordered another one, and now somebody's going to buy a 2017 boat with a brand new motor on it instead of one
it's
with
even
a motor.
Better deal.
Yeah. Yeah. So just make it easier to sell.
Yeah, I heard Maurice was giving you a hard time the other day. You had a for sale sign on your boat and says, "Charlie, is this boat going to make it out and get us back in?"
Yeah.
I heard y'all had a good time, man.
Yeah, we did.
Maurice, he's something else.
Bobby threw nothing but hot rods all day. And
that's why I call him Hot Rod, man. That's his nickname now, Hot Rod Hardy.
Yep. You know, he sent me a box of them. I was looking at them last night. You know, I think that thing's going to really work well in the river.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as fast as that thing seeks, that thing's going to work. And we'll find out today what's in that river. There's several big groups of people fishing, and the way that wind is out there, I'm sure they're all going to be in that river and that diversionary canal, and
Yeah, I was looking at fish weather earlier, and at the North Jetty, it's gusting to 30. Tiki yeah. Island is gusting to 30. It's blowing still.
Well, that's river weather right there, buddy.
Uh-huh.
That could be easy pickings. So, we'll see today. I'm also curious to see what happens if these big Gulf trout show back up. You know, for the last 2 years, I guess they don't like fresh water because there was hardly any.
Yeah, they like salty water.
Yeah. So we'll see if they show back up this year out in the bay. Because it's usually around mid-October that, you know, through December that they show up. They don't like it too cold. When it gets cold, they're gone. And I guess the fresh water kept them out.
Maybe.
But we'll see.
Boy, I hadn't seen them up my way in a long time. Boy, I remember we used to catch them, especially between Thanksgiving and Christmas in Trinity Bay when I was a kid. We'd fish off piers at night. And, man, we'd catch them things 2 and 3 pounds apiece all night long. Big old guff trout. Big old yellowmouth guff trout.
And then we used to wade Dollar Point in the wintertime in the dead of winter.
Yeah.
And there'd be 3 and 4 pounders there.
You know, there would be.
Netters came in there and just wiped that school of fish out. But that was, you know, we'd catch them on mirror lures and they'd roll up on that mirror lure.
Man,
those were the days.
Yeah, they were.
Yep.
You know, speaking of the days, this older gentleman that lives behind me over there, old Edgar Cashett, him and my dad used to fish a little bit together. He had fished with Jerry Carpenter. You remember Jerry Carpenter?
Yep.
And he just got to cleaning all of his stuff out, and you know, he's 92 now, and he said, man, I just don't want my daughter to have to deal with all this when I die, and she has no use for any of this. And she goes, I know you and Mickey Ray still fish a lot. He said, I've got all this tackle laid out over here. He came by my house yesterday, and I was on a business call, but I told him, yeah, I'll come over there later this evening. I went over there, and, man, he said, take all of it if you want. I said, man, I'm overrun with tackle, but I'd like to kind of pick through it and stuff and, you know, save some for other guys, you know, that might want this. And he had an unbelievable bunch of the old Paul Brown shrimp tails with the legs on them.
Yeah.
And all the good colors, you know, that white with the chartreuse tail and the strawberry and the plums, even some electric blues. I got all of those. And I don't know, he probably had 20 jumping minnows that had never been used. The hooks were still good on them, and all the colors we like, you know, because he used to fish like we did, you know, wading back in the day, and got some the original broken back red fins and, you know, and the straight backs that had rattles in them when they came like that. And
oh, you found some of those?
Oh, yeah. And how about some 7M mirror lures, man? I hit the mother load on those, all the good colors. Still in the box, and he paid like $2.79 for them back then. And they're plastic boxes in them are almost just, you know, if you squeezed them, they'd crackle to pieces. They're so old. And so I loaded up with that. Even had a bunch of ghosts that were still, you know, brand new. Remember the old producer ghost?
I love
that top water, too. That's the best cheap top water ever made.
Yep, with the best hooks on them, too.
Yeah, you couldn't ruin those hooks, man. You could catch gar on them, it wouldn't ruin them.
Nope.
And it was pretty cool. And he had a brand new rod, and he said, you gave me this rod years ago back when you were on the pro staff at All-Star. It was a brand new T80X. And that kind of shrimp tail special type tapered weight, that 843 PG Loomis blank.
Yeah.
And cork was still brand new, still had the tag on it. Said, well, looky here.
Uh-uh.
And just going back down memory lane, looking at all those baits, and you can still catch fish on those baits.
Well, sure.
Oh, and I found, you remember the old Paul Brown Minna, you know, that swim bait we used to throw, that shad-bodied bait. Oh, I got a bunch of them.
Yep.
Still good. Still in the packaging.
Yeah, God knows how much tackle like that's, you know, that we all have just, you know, when I had that house fire, I found stuff in the attic. I had a had a tackle box with every, what was that bait? What's the one we had? We had that tournament where we had to use
Bingos.
Yeah, bingo. My mind went blank. I had every bingo that you.
Hey, I laughed at you that day,
sold.
Charlie. Oh, that was so funny. We're waiting there, man, and you come by and. I knew you were in that tournament, and I had to wave you down because we were on them, man. We were standing on that ledge just beating the dog stuff out of them, and you slide in there and get out. And I think you started off, you had a plug and shorty or something on. I don't know, but well, we're wearing them out on soft plastics. And the look on your face, I can't believe there's that many fish here, and I can't catch one fish out of this school. And I forget what you tied on. You finally found something they'd eat, and you went to working on them. Didn't you win that tournament?
Second place.
Second? Well, that's close.
It was, we ended up catching them drifting on Beasley's and
right.
All the reefs out there, and the guys that won it were just camped out on Beasley's all day long.
Man.
Yep.
Well, that
fun
was
fun tournament.
Yeah, that was fun when you can only throw one brand of lures, the bingo tournament, any kind of bingo lure.
Yep. I'm sure some people were cheating that thing. There wasn't no lie detector test or anything, but we weren't.
No, I know you wouldn't.
Nope.
Yeah, fun people day. Do that. Yeah, people do it.
Oh, yeah. See it all the time.
Yeah, we do.
We got Astros today.
Yes, sir. 7 o'clock tonight, man. Playing the Pinstripes.
Man, got to do it. It's going to be a tough route, but got to do it.
Well, maybe since Greinke got to pitch that last game, and he can get him a little rhythm and get his timing and everything back. You know, 11-day layoff. That's pretty good between pitching a game when you're used to going every five.
Yeah.
So maybe he'll. He'll turn it around, deal fits on those Yankees. That pitcher for the Nats last night, he was kind of a Greinke-style pitcher. He had him a no-hitter going through 7 1/3 innings. Then it got broke up. That was good stuff.
Yep.
But National League baseball is just boring to me compared to American League. Or maybe it's just me because I've been watching Astros all year. They're fun to watch. A lot of teams are boring.
Yeah, they're fun and they're good.
Mm-hmm.
They better get them bats going, though. It's time.
They're going to have them. It's time for some run support.
Yep.
Too bad you don't have a Garrett Cole or a Justin Verlander pitching every single game. You got to score some runs, man. That's what got us here. Hot bats.
That's it.
Well, maybe they'll sacrifice a live chicken tonight and get old Joe Boo warmed up and get them bats going, man.
Well, I hope so.
All right, Charlie. Well, I'm glad you got your boat squared away. When do you think you'll get back in the water?
Well, he said the first part of this week.
Oh, well, that's good. Good for you.
So, I'm going to borrow a boat. I got to fish a grass farm tournament tomorrow and Monday, and book just about every day of the month and see what I can do.
All right, Charlie. Well, hey, I'm glad you got it going, and I'll talk to you next week. If somebody wants to call you, how do they get a hold of you?
Cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, my friend. Well, it's always good.
Okay, Mickey, y'all have a good weekend.
Charlie, thanks, man, and enjoy the weekend, and go Stros.
Yes, sir. Go.
Rip them up. You got it, man. All right. Take care, Charlie. See you.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. 521 in the Bayou City. All right, let's head down to G-Town. As you can tell by the music, going down and talking to Shocky Marquez. Michael, good morning.
Good morning. What's going on,
bud?
Man, I like that intro. That is sweet.
That's just for you, Johnny B. He's turning it up, man.
My man. We're just strapping down, trying to hold in on the island right now.
It's blowing 30 down there right now.
It is ridiculous. It is ridiculous this morning. It's bad. I'm looking out the back porch thinking, Man, I should have had an office job. No, I'm just kidding. But today I'm looking out there, and man, it's safe to say that we won't be fishing this morning. Yeah,
probably not.
Yeah,
got a good water temperature drop overnight though. I was looking at all the readings this morning, and it dropped 8-10 degrees in a lot of places. So,
Wow.
I got a little premature flounder run going.
Absolutely. Well, that is a good thing. I know it's not supposed to last as far as the coolness, but those water temperatures will ride out a little bit, longer than that temp. Even when that temp rises, we'll still get that cool water. So that's going to be nice. I think over the next week, we should have a pretty good chance to hook up to some nice flounder.
Right.
But, yesterday was awesome. We had everybody out on the water. I fished inside the North Jetty for about 80% of my trip. And then my guys kind of bounced around. They started out outside the South. And yesterday was crazy. It was that pre-front. We had beautiful water clarity out there. Shane got tripled up on Jack Crevel, of all things.
Damn.
I mean, it was just like, did not feel like October whatsoever. We were catching some more big Spanish mackerel, chunking spoons at the rocks. I mean, it just felt like a summer day yesterday. But I'm sure that is all changed right now with that crazy wind and coolness. But it's all the seasons. So out with one and in with another. And we're looking forward to it, man. We're looking forward to starting to catch those big old flatties, and it should be a good time out there once all this kind of dies down.
Is that what a lot of people, y'all book a lot for that once the flounder run gets going, everybody gets into flounder mania?
Yeah, exactly. So we have a trip that is just scoped out for targeting those flounder.
Yeah.
And it's a fun trip. I know that once we're really getting hot and heavy into the season, and it's just cool. It's the cool time. Last season, I want to say I went like 19 or 20 days in a row with limits of flounder, and it's just a blast. You got 4 hours or 6 hours to just go out there and catch flatties, and you got live mullet and mud minnows and every color gulp you can imagine with quarter ounce jig heads, and you just go, and it's a blast. So I am looking forward to that. I know I get asked all the time from my customers what's one of my favorite species to target, and man, there's nothing like feeling that thump and just saying, oh my, that's a good one, right?
You bet. So,
I love it. I love it. I love it.
What was the biggest flounder y'all caught last year? Did y'all get any really big, big doormats?
I got into an 8-pounder last year.
That's a good one. That's a mature fish.
It was 8-2, and that was the biggest one that I saw last year that we got on my boat. I really want to break that double digit this year, but we're going to find out how that goes.
Man, that's a big flat fish, a double digit one. That's a big one.
Yeah. You know, seeing something like that is, you know, a lot of, you know, you could say that sucker's 10 pounds, but until you actually weigh it, and that is a massive, massive flounder. So that 8-pounder was just like nothing I ever saw in my life. And so I can only imagine adding 2 more pounds to that. Unreal. Unreal. I remember you telling me about that 30-inch.
That 30-incher.
Oh, my gosh.
I just knew it was going to bust 10 pounds, but it was real close. It was a 9-12. You know, it's amazing. Once they get to that certain length, they just increase in thickness.
Yeah.
You know, it's incredible how thick some of those flounder can get.
Yeah, it just doesn't even look real. Not considering what, you know, the normal average flounder looks like.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's kind of like a red that guy caught with me Tuesday. You know, I thought it was an oversized, and I netted it and got it in the boat, and I said, man, I might make it. I put it on the check-it stick, 27 inches, and I said, man, this thing's well over 9 pounds. Well, I wasn't even close. I put it on the bogan, and it was 10 and a half pounds.
Golly.
It was a toad. It was so thick across the back, and when I filleted that for him when we got in, it looked like a snapper fillet laying there after I half-shelled it. I go, wow.
Wow. Wow.
It just didn't look like your basic red. You know, a healthy fish like that at 27 to be, you know, 8 to 8.5. This thing was 10.5.
Well, shoot, even a 27-inch slot that's 8.5 pounds is a stud.
Yeah,
it
is.
Slot.
And but you boy, this
10
one
pounds.
Was, yeah.
Mm-mm-mm.
You know, Blaine caught one time. I remember he caught a 27 3/4 that went I think it was 13-2, and it just looked like a freak. And I think the biggest slot I ever caught, I caught one a few years ago. Well, I had a Wade with hook spit. He was GoPro and everything, doing a video for rod commercials, and we had an 11-3. I had one that was 11-3 that was 27 3/4.
Wow.
That thing was a toad. Freaks of nature. Uh-oh. We lost Sharky.
Yep, let me get him back.
Isn't that something? That happened the other day with him.
Oh, boy.
Well, we can get him back for about a minute and a half. At least I can get him back and tell him bye and put his number out. Go ahead and get him back. But yeah, it's you run across fish like that. I remember the first time I busted 10 pounds on a trout. It was it was 30 1/4 inches. And it went, I think it went 10-4, something like that. And it looked like a freak. It was so big and fat and had a big gut on it. You know, it was didn't have roe in it because I caught it in the wintertime. But it had shoulders on it that were just, it was just massive. That fish was so thick. You could tell it. All right, let's go back to Sharky then, and we'll finish up with him. All right, Michael, we're back.
Man, the wind must be blowing down cell phone towers over here.
Yeah, another drop call, man. But
I'm on a roll. I'm like 2 for 2 right now.
Well, you know, y'all have Outcast Charters down there, and, you know, you can book online. You got your calendar exposed there where they can pick a date that's available. But y'all also sell all your monster fishing gear. You know, nice shirts and hats and all that. And,
absolutely.
And, give out some information for the folks out there that want to know about
it. Sure. Sure. So we have monster fishing apparel. So we've got anywhere from kids' clothes, ladies' clothes. We've got real men sizes all the way up to 3X.
Bubba models, yeah.
That's right. That's right. So you can check out our website. We do next day shipping. It's Monsta, Monsta, fishing, FISHIN.com. And we're always coming out with new fun stuff. Right now we're working on a crazy flounder design and should have those shirts in the next 2 weeks. So just really excited to keep up with what's going on in the different seasons and keep providing some awesome clothes. So that's always exciting, coming out with new designs and seeing people rocking that out. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, cool. If somebody wants to book Outcast Charters, what's the best way to do that?
Absolutely. They can check us out on the old internet at Outcast Fishing, FISHIN, charters.com. And you just select your boat, select your trip type, and you are on your way to coming out and making some memories with us. So it should be an awesome time of year right now. As we were talking about, we're going to transition into catching lots of flounder, redfish, pup drum, sheep's head. That's what's going to be on the menu for the next 2 or 3 months. So it's going to be a great time.
Okay, well, cool. All right, Sharky, well, have a good weekend, and I'll check in with you next week. We'll get this whole front behind us and get back out on the water and get to making memories some more.
Let's do it. Absolutely. All right, be on the lookout later today. I know we've got all four boats going out this afternoon. So,
okay.
Wish us luck. We're gonna strap in and see what we can do.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Work on that wind for you.
My man.
All right,
man.
Brother. Hey, Michael, good talking to you. You have a great day.
Yes,
see you,
you
buddy.
As well.
All right. Take care. All right. That's Michael Marquez down in G-Town.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, you're on the Outdoor Show.
And there's well, two or three places like that.
I've just become normal fishing for me then. I'm a struggler. The struggle is real. I struggle
the
all day.
The struggle's real
That's
over there?
That's it, man. I struggle all day.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. Captain Mickey will tell you where to go and what to throw.
I remember a buddy of mine tied our surfboards down on my GTO and I was going through the Baytown LaCourte tunnel headed to Galveston and they blew off.
Oh, no.
I didn't even go back. No need in it. It was all a bloody mess back
yeah,
then.
I hear you.
I'm just glad that surfboard didn't go through somebody's grill.
Boy,
yeah. Just
you.
Went on to Galveston and went to the surfboard shop.
They hunting and fishing all the time and it ain't working. Beats all I've ever seen. Waking up at 4 a.m. before the roosters start to crow. If you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show.
Now, time for more of the Outdoor Show on Sports Radio 610.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, 538 in the Bayou City. All right, let's go back down to G-Town. Let's go down where it's a little breezy down there this morning. Let's talk to Captain James Plogg, see what he's up to. Hey, James, what's up, man?
Mick, what's happening, buddy?
Oh, nothing. How was that bird hunting?
Man, it was good. Yeah, it was sick, man.
You son of a gun.
It was good there. And some kind, I need to save some of that grass. I don't know. It was an old milo field that's growed up with grass, you know, real short little grass.
Yeah.
Some kind of little seed. Man, buddy, you can't shoot them out of there.
That's why Blaine's been. His goat weed's all seeded out, and you can't beat the doves out of it, he said.
Kenny was telling me he's talking to a guy down the road, like nowhere, like 3 or 4 miles. And he had milo, but he got no birds. And then his buddies that's on the other side of us, about 4 miles, is loaded with them.
Yeah.
It's serious. It's like, man, you could do some really bad things. You gotta just stop. Go hide your gun. Go do something. So we got through pretty early yesterday morning. I come along. That front hit me right there, right when I got into Alice, you know, coming from the ranch. And
yeah.
Man, that front must have just hit. And I just watched my temperature on my truck just start dropping.
Man.
So I stopped at Crazy X on the way home, get some coffee and all. I got some shorts and a T-shirt. Man, it was kind of cold.
Well, yeah.
I didn't have no coat. I didn't have nothing. I left. It was 100 degrees. I knew the front was coming. I didn't think it was going to be that cool, actually. I figured it'd be windy, but I didn't think it'd be that cool.
Yeah, it was a serious drop in the temperatures. That was pretty good.
What's the temperature down here this morning?
I hadn't 60? Looked in a while. No, it was. I thought it said 58 when I went on air.
Really?
50. Yeah. Let's see here. What is it in G-Town? 57. It's 57
really?
Right now. Yeah.
Man, I got to go dig out all my stuff, man.
It's only going to get up to 72 down on the island today.
Man, T-shirts and shorts. I better go find me some clothes.
But they're calling for a low of only 68 tonight, so I guess it's going to kind of warm up somewhat. And then you got a high of 78 tomorrow.
Around. Hey, I was just looking at fish weather for the North Jetty for the week. It don't look good at all.
No, it don't, does it?
I don't know. It looks like this front just swings around.
It's blowing 30 at the North Jetty right now.
I saw it. 32, actually. I just looked.
Yeah, 32. And then the railroad bridge over there by your house in Jones Lake was showing 30 earlier.
Man, I left the cockpit up. Cover up on my big boat and probably blew it off. But I don't know, the north wind kind of pushes on it, so maybe it didn't blow it off.
Oh, it's calmed down. It's only 27 at the railroad bridge right now.
Oh, well, I'm going to bust a wade, dude.
Yeah, you need to. Wade wet probably this morning.
Probably drop some water out of here. But I guess, Mickey, the last day we fished, the same day you fished, we caught them. And I think Dana went one day. It wasn't yesterday. Day before yesterday, and I don't think it was any good. You know, that south wind, you had that northeast wind, but I had the only calm morning down here. You know, it was Wednesday morning. I mean, it just dropped dead gorgeous. And then, you know, it's been blowing ever since then.
Yeah, it has.
You know, we haven't had no wade fish. All our guys are fishing out of boat, so maybe you waited.
Well, that's our
better.
Problem right now is, you know, we pull that behind these fronts. We're used to this time of year having northeast shorelines and corners to wade in, and they're all fresh and muddy and messed up right now. So,
yeah, no, you know, that, you ain't got none of that.
We're kind of screwed on that deal, man. And this time of year, you got to have those spots if you're going to run your trips and get out of that wind.
Yeah, I guess me and Cameron was talking about that. You know, he's in Cabo right now. And we're just talking about the Gulf of Mexico in general. In the Gulf, in the bays. It's just been one of them years where, you know, maybe Matagorda would be an exception, but I can't really have an opinion because I ain't fishing down there. I'm learning about all this, turn this 15 fish around and make it sound like it's really great fishing. Well, I don't know about all that. But they've got good fishing. Big fish, and they've caught some fish. Maybe an exception in Port O'Connor. But, man, there's been a lot of bad fishing this year, though, too. A lot of bad weather. Just tough fishing, man.
It is.
And it's like
one of
farming
the toughest years I've ever had.
Me,
you know,
too.
Except for 90.
Like farming. I said, every year you ain't going to have a bumper crop, brother. Every year you ain't going to the bank. Some years you're going to lose. And that's just the way I look at it. And I've been pretty fortunate enough to catch some fish. It's been okay, but far from stellar. But this is going to help us. This little deal right here, hey, we may lose 3 or 4 days, more wind, whatever. But eventually this is going to help us. We'll be back on track.
I'm with you. I concur. Anything's better than what I've had.
Yeah, I'm glad y'all talked to fish the other day. But the bird hunting was good. That was good. And the fly, I'll tell you something else, too, and you were talking old shark man there.
Sharky.
The planter fish will be
shark man.
I'm jacking with Cameron went to school with him. They graduated. I think Cameron may have been a year ahead of him.
They all went to A&M Galveston, didn't they?
A&M Galveston, correct. But I think the flounder fishing, I mean, I ain't sure go get no mud minnows and fingers and all that. That's the right way to do it. I ain't going to do it. But you catch them on them gulps, so it's pretty good. And I ain't no gulp, man. We snapper fish with them a lot this year. But I think
the flounder fishing,
oh, Mickey, I quit even taking squid. You know, because I only use white squid. The bay white squid, I buy them by 100 pounds. The little bitty white squid that's in the bay. And it ran out one day. And I had saw it somewhere. I didn't invent it. Somebody told me about it because I hate gulp. And anyway, I went to Bucky's that morning, like 2 o'clock in the morning. I bought a bunch of these curly gulp white ones. You know, I like white. White and glow. And, buddy, we tipping them 2 and 3, 4 ounce jigs with them. Absolutely crushing them. And then that was it. That's what I
wanted to get.
You can't catch but 2. Might as well catch them on a jig. Then every now and then you get them to come to the top. You just sit there and pitch at them a little 1 ounce jig and catch all you want. Cause they won't
catch the one you want. Yeah, sure.
It's cool, man. One of my guys, old John Boone, he caught on my little light spinning rod. He caught 25 snapper from like 5 to 10 pounds.
I bet that was fun.
Oh, it's cool. They're right there behind the boat. You know, you ain't hurting nothing because they're all on top of the water anyway.
I used to fish out there. I'd cut up a bunch of chum and I'd back up to, you know, a pipe stand or something like that, looking for those bigger snapper. We'd throw that chum out on the water, and they'd all come up, and you could just see them, and you'd just pick out the big ones you wanted out of them. You know, that's fun like that, sight casting.
Oh, it's great. And, you know, I don't really, me personally, and even my guys, you know, it's fun to catch them big ones, but I like to eat something, you know, 10 pounds and down, you know, about 5 to 10 pounds, that little range right there.
Sure.
That's good to eat, man.
Well, that's kind of like redfish. I'd rather have a 21-inch redfish than a 28 any day.
In a
heartbeat.
If I
want to eat them. You know, it's kind of like trout. If I'm going to eat trout. And speaking of trout, I ate some of those little freshwater pencils the other day. tell you, they were awesome. Fresh trout. And, golly, that's hard to beat. Fresh out of the bay like that.
They didn't taste like moss or mud, huh? Like a bass?
No, they didn't taste like Reformate or any of that stuff that was spilled in the bay this year.
They were good.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah, little trout, that's what I tell my guys all the time. If you're going to eat them, man, eat something.
Yeah, keep these pencils to eat and throw those good ones back. I mean, and it's good. We can be selective now, you know, with this 5-fish limit. You know, it's like, you know, if you're trying to catch a limit before you look in the cooler and go, boys, I think we're already through here. You
man,
know?
It's weird, ain't it?
It is weird when you cut
that's
it in half.
Steve and just... I was, that's what we were talking about. I said, man, what do I do? We don't have, and maybe I'm just not good enough, the luxury like Matagorda, because you drift around out there, and I fished there a lot back in the day. I mean, I know how to fish down there.
Oh, yeah.
And you got a good chance to catch all your reds and your trout drifting around doing the same old stuff, you know?
Right.
Here, most of the time, you have to go try to find a redfish. You have to go try to find a flounder. You know, in November, you know, back in the day when it was good, you know, like at the river mouth or whatever, you could catch everything. You know, there's things right there.
Well, yeah, we used to have everything schooled up together. We'd have them all, you know, together. You'd catch your trout and reds, no problem.
Yeah, I got to laughing at the thing the other day. He showed up, and I looked in his boat and get ready to go. Something looks different. He had a 48-quart cooler back there. He's always had a 96.
Seriously.
That's all you need. Unless he said, well, he thought it was a 72. That's why I was kidding about it. I said, dude, It ain't a 72. That's a 48. No, no, that's a 72. I said, Dana, that's what I use is 72. That's got like 21 inches or something on the top of the deal there, the deal. I said, I'm telling you, it's a 48. He got to laughing. He come in. He said, well, I could have used the Playmate.
That's it. Hey, y'all thought y'all were making fun of me talking about that earlier in the year. I said, hey, all we need is some Playmates. Put everybody's pencils in. Everybody
hey,
put
all
their
them
fi-
years we
five about pencils in each Playmate.
Hey, now we can actually use a Playmate. You push a little button, that lid slides open.
Yeah.
That's all you need.
Some of the stuff I've been on, I could use a Lunchmate.
He made me spit my coffee out like a Batman lunch kit.
Yeah.
Hey, but you know, before there was that old limit change and all that stuff, you and I, and I'm sure some other people, but we didn't keep no good big trout. 3, 4, 5 pound trout, we threw them all back.
Yeah.
I didn't keep them.
No.
But
no
it's weird. I'm learning how to deal with it. If I'm supposed to be able to go get the flounders, because you know, where I'm flounder fishing, you have to wait. I mean, you're not going to catch anything out of a boat. I mean,
right.
Maybe you pull in there an anchor and put some mullets out there, some finger mulls, but, you know,
right.
For what we do, I can't catch them like that.
Right.
But it's all good. It's going to be – this going to help us right here. We're going to pay a little price by not being able to go, but in the long run, it's going to be better. It was hot, man. Friday or Thursday when we were down there, I got there, I shot Thursday afternoon, buddy. It was smoking hot.
Oh, yeah. South Texas, man, they've had a hot year down there.
We could see that front coming. I said, man, there's that front right there. And, man, right when it got there, there were so many birds. After we got through, we were just sitting there counting our birds and putting everything away. You could have shot another limit with a half a box of shells. They were, like, landing on the reindeer.
Were you shooting your 28 gauge?
Yeah, and I'm still terrible with it, but I can get them. But I'm going to throw me some lead in the air now. Hey, that wind was blowing about 30 Thursday.
Boy, man, that makes it sporty.
Dude, I was going bad. Kenny came by, and he said, man, I'm going to move. We need to move that other end. I said, you need to go back to the house and get me bring that case of shells. You got a shell? I said, no, but I'm going to be. He said, you ain't doing nothing. Go get them for me. So he took off on the range and went and brought me some shells. But I didn't shoot as many boxes yesterday morning. What's bad about the 28, I'm learning. Well, number one, I ain't that great anyway. I mean, I'm average, maybe a little better, probably not. But it gives you the inception. You'll shoot a bird. I shot a bird yesterday at like 40 yards. Kenny said, how did you hit that bird? And I said, well, that's the problem with this gun. Now you think you can do it, so now you're going to burn up a box and a half of shells trying to shoot that same bird again.
Right.
You know, you got the speed. You just don't have as many pellets. I'm shooting like 1,300 feet per second shells.
Right.
So it's smoking. But it's what's good. That's what I go for is a shoot. If I didn't want to shoot, I wouldn't go. I'm gonna send them. I'm going to get rid of all of them.
Hey, just getting out in the field and burning some lead. Hey, it's all good.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what was I going to do here? I should have stayed, actually.
Yeah, you should have had. I can't believe you came home as quick as you did. That was a quick turnaround. I'm going to drive that far down there to hunt. I'm going to stay a while.
Well, I started to, but I think Andrew was coming. I ain't a big camp house man. I'm more of like a Holiday Inn Express man. And today we ain't got no TV. We have to listen. That's how I called you during the game.
Yeah, I was having to give you play-by-play on the game, man.
Hey, here's the deal, dude. Maybe you can tell me. Before dark, we back there cleaning birds, and I found the affiliate for $7.90 down there in Alice. And, man, I'm loud and clear. It's on. We got it. As the night goes on, the sun
they turn
goes
the power
down
at dark.
Okay, at dark, buddy, all I'm getting is half of what I need to hear and a bunch of
right,
static.
That's aggravating.
Oh, I was mad. And I can't believe I got you down there yesterday morning.
Yeah, we shoot a good signal down that way. Cliff Webb tells me they pick us up good in Corpus.
Really? I mean, it wasn't clear, but it was fine. I could hear
it. No, you could hear it. Hey, I was hunting in Mexico one time, right across the river, down there with Wayne and Terry one year, and I went out to my truck and started it up, and it was on 610, and I started hearing Bob Jr.
Really?
And, so I sat in there and drank coffee and listened to the outdoor show. In Mexico. The wind, everything was just right, man.
Hey, I guess on what, football Sundays, Mickey? Because a lot of times I come back from Sundays.
Yeah.
And I'll have it just like I'm in Houston when I leave Rod's place in San Diego.
Right.
So I guess, will they crank it up on Sundays?
Yeah, it's full power, man. Strong signal. And plus, you can pick this all our shows up on FM 100.3 also in that on HD radio, HD 1, 2, and 3.
We should have done that. Kenny's got that kind of radio. I barely even got an antenna. But yeah. He has that kind of radio. Hey, and then I heard something yesterday. I listened to Clint Sterner, that Rick Camilla guy, that he's gone.
That's what I hear. I saw it on Facebook.
He wasn't there a month.
A couple of months. He's going to Sirius Satellite.
Really? Huh.
Yeah. So.
Well, that's cool. But, yeah, that was well, I know east of town, when you go east over there, you get past the river, man. You're
yeah, it fades out quick going east. But going west, we shoot a good signal that way.
That's cool. A lot of people listen to us not catch anything.
That's it. Make fun of us.
I talked to Bobby on the way down there. He's telling me all that about Charlie getting his old boat crushed and all that. That's terrible.
I know it. I'm telling you.
That was Dana that had the wreck, and they knocked his motor off in Highlands.
That's what it was Dana.
Yeah, he knocked about four motors off on pipes and stuff, but that lady hit him, and he had to rebuild the transom and everything.
Man.
Yeah, she KO'd it. Luckily, I ain't never been hit.
I got popped one time. It bent the blade on my prop, but it didn't hurt anything else. All right, bud. Well, I'm going to roll out of here. It's coming up on a 6 o'clock hour, national anthem and all that for all the good guys. So, James, if somebody wants to call you about going to the bottom in style, down to goingtothebottom.com, how they get a hold of you.
Yeah, come on. We ain't got no online. We ain't got nothing. We got a phone, and half time it don't work, but we'll get going. 409-935-7242.
All right, James. See you, man. Good talking to
you.
I'll
talk to you a little bit, buddy.
All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in Galveston.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.